This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
And don't worry, it's no Al and Jerry this morning on a Monday. What's up, CeeLo? And I got Fleegs along for the ride. Mike Fliegelman, happy Monday morning to you. And I got to tell you, Fleegs, right out of the gate here, and I understand the Mets technically lost, not technically, they did, they lost the series, but I can't remember a better Sunday of sports in this town. You can even include Saturday a little bit as well with the Islanders staying alive against the Carolina Hurricanes. But look, it's been a rough stretch for New York sports overall. This is probably as good as we've had in quite some time between the Jalen Brunson heroics down in Philadelphia, the Rangers finishing off a sweep, the Yankees scoring a million runs in Milwaukee, a walk-off at Citi Field, you throw in the Islander win on Saturday in overtime as well. We got, and the NFL draft, by the way. We've got a lot to be happy about here on a Monday morning.
No, this is unbelievable. Like, you and I have worked here for a long time. I've done a lot of Monday morning shows, and this is as positive a day as I can remember, because even though, you're right, the Mets lost the series, but they're coming off this exciting walk-off victory. Mark Vientos, the fans love. He walks it off. Every team, and you included the Islanders from Saturday night, left off on a positive note to where we come in here Monday, and we're thrilled about the Knicks up 3-1. The Rangers swept there on to the next series. Every fan base right now can feel pretty good about their teams, and that is something that has not happened a lot, if ever.
Very rare. Very rare. And you've got your Knicks sweatshirt on this morning. I've got my Rangers No Quit New York t-shirt on, so we're ready to go. We're fired up. We're pumped. Look, the Rangers, it was almost like just finishing off the inevitable last night. And even, I mean, the series itself, and I called it business-like, and I had said after game three, on what would that have been? I'm losing track of the days. Friday? Yeah, Friday. And I was like, this felt like a midweek game in January. That's kind of how ho-hum that series was. The complete opposite as far as the Knicks and the Sixers go. And I mean, yesterday, pound for pound, back and forth. I mean, I know the Sixers had a double-digit lead a couple of times, but I mean, that was outside of the complaining with the officiating on both sides and some of the maybe flopping that's going on and some of the antics from Joel Embiid. But as far as the basketball goes and the game itself, Brunson with the franchise record, the Knicks fans taking over Wells Fargo Center. I mean, I know it's the first round of the playoffs, but this series has had a lot of teeth to it. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
No, it's been an incredible, like, as far as first round series in the NBA go, like, think about what it's been the last 20 years in the NBA. These first round series are so often boring. They're so often, you know, irrelevant. This one is in a tough conference, two teams that can't stand each other. They're division rivals. They play each other a lot each year. There was a lot coming into the series because the Sixers wanted to run their mouths in the entire lead up to facing the Knicks and all of the stuff that's happened on the court and off the court in this series. I mean, this has been intense, especially for modern NBA standards. You know, there's all the talk about how now the players are all buddy-buddy. Everybody loves each other. They're fine. They're all friends.
Not this series.
Not these teams. Not these teams. Not these fan bases. And yesterday was, I mean, if you are a Knicks fan, the way the game went down, it's this defensive effort, the grittiness, the toughness this team showed, Jalen Brunson being the source of offense, setting the Knicks single-game playoff record, and then the scenes after the game, both with Embiid crying in his post-game media scrum and the videos.
Figuratively, not literally.
Right. Well, listen, I mean, everything now, it sounds like Joel Embiid is crying.
Yeah.
The fans chanting Knicks in five at Wells Fargo Center, hearing, you know, in the game, you're hearing Knicks chants. It seems like Knicks took over 40, 45, maybe even 50% of that entire building. I mean, if you're a Knicks fan, this is the kind of weekend that I know we get so lost talking about championships and, oh, you know, does it matter? Can they win a championship? And I'm guilty of that at times. I think we all are what we do here. But
yeah,
yesterday is the kind of game, and this series, you know, you can't tell me every game, every series doesn't matter to the fans. That's beating a rival. We all can't stand Philadelphia and their sports teams, you know, their fans. And to take over the building like that, to go in there when they think they're going to tie the series, win the game, win it in that fashion. Jalen Brunson finally takes over as the guy in a game. I mean, it's just, it is awesome to wake up as a Knicks fan on this Monday morning.
Yeah, and I mean, look, he had the scoring output in game three. And I'm not going to say it was quiet, but obviously it comes in a loss. So it's, you take less out of it. But think about the first two games of the series where the Knicks win and didn't necessarily need peak Brunson, even though they kind of, you know, won with mirrors there in game two. But any questions or any doubts or any concerns we had about how he was going to factor into the series or what the playoffs were going to look like for him, I thought he answered that and then some. I mean, obviously, look, it's a franchise record for one game. But even beyond that, playing through some of the things that went down, whether it was the Embiid sort of chicken wing elbow shoulder to the face, tweaking the knee, the fact that no one else on the Knicks was hitting any shots outside of maybe, you know, OG Anunoby getting to the basket, a couple of threes mixed in. Deuce McBride was good off the bench. But it was pretty much offensively, outside of the offensive rebounding, pretty much a one-man show. And for Brunson to do what he did against that team, because they can play some pretty stout defense themselves, I mean, that's an all-time performance right there.
He scored 47 of their 97 points. You hear that, you probably think, ah, maybe they lost if he's the only guy who could do anything offensively. And he was. Dante DiVincenzo has this one little spurt where he hits two shots, and then you pretty much don't see him for the rest of the game because that next unit, and for all the flowers we've thrown at Tibbs, at least this season, yesterday is another game where, I mean, hats off to, I mean, the job he has done and continues to do as the Knicks head coach. Two guys, really. DiVincenzo, he keeps out of that game. And then Hartenstein, when he gets into the foul trouble. And, I mean, we might hear, I don't know how much of this show you've heard the last two weeks, but I mean, Boomer's been coming in like a rocket when we do the sports minutes after game one which and two, which the Knicks won both of those games.
Where's Precious?
Screaming about where's Precious Achiuwa. And Precious gets some big minutes yesterday. And, I mean, saying he delivered is an understatement. The defensive effort from him and OG Anunoby, and Tibbs was switching them, and they were trapping Embiid. But Joel Embiid disappears in the fourth quarter. He hits no shots. He has one free throw. Joel Embiid, in the beginning of this game, you know, it's kind of him and Brunson going back and forth. And in the fourth quarter, it was all Jalen Brunson. Embiid is just gone, and it's Achiuwa and Anunoby and what they do defensively. And credit to Tibbs, because he kept the Achiuwa in the entire rest of the game. We kept wondering, when is Hartenstein going to come back? 6 minutes, 5 minutes, four? And he just kept Precious in there. And for some reason, the Sixers, without really the Knicks having a big man on the court, the Sixers couldn't figure out any way for their big man to deliver. Outside of game three, when he put up the 50, Embiid has been invisible in the fourth quarters of these games.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to think, and this is not, it's not an excuse. I'm not trying to take credit away from the Knicks, but I would think he's just gassed at the end of these games. And again, that comes
with
the territory.
That's his fault.
And that's a credit to the Knicks as well for the style of play.
Because we had to hear all year about Tibbs and the minutes and, well, Hart's going to run out of gas. And, guys are going to run out of gas. And which team that I'm sure does load management in this, and let's baby Joel Embiid, this superstar, which team can't come to play in the fourth quarter of these physical brawls and these beatdowns, and it's the Sixers that aren't ready for it, and the Knicks are ready, and they took game four yesterday in that fourth quarter. It's funny, because the only game which they played well in the first quarter was game three, and they lost, but yesterday was another one. It's close. They keep falling behind, you know, 7-8-9, coming back, and in the fourth quarter, they, especially Jalen Brunson, just took over and said, this game is ours. We're going home with a 3-1 lead, and we're probably going to close it out there. We're not coming back to this building.
You would hope. I mean, not that they've already proven they can go down there and win, obviously, and the fan base has been on the move. I mean, you know, and Embiid saying after the game, obviously, he's kind of pissed off about fan. I'm not gonna criticize the fans, but one of those situations, and we'll play the audio coming up probably here in the first hour with Boomer and Gio coming up at the top. But you know, him saying what he said after the game, I don't even. Maybe I'm off base with this, but I was thinking about this last night. I think it's less a knock on the Sixer fan and more a credit to the Knick fan. And I think it's not just the Knick fan. You could throw the Ranger fan in there as well. These fan bases are traveling right now. And especially with these series being somewhat local, Philadelphia more so than D.C. But, you know, D.C.'s not – Yankee fans have been going down to Baltimore forever to watch them play the Orioles. The prices, man. You know, you go on the secondary market, you try to get a ticket to go to the Garden to watch one of these two teams right now. You probably are saving money buying a ticket to a road game, making the drive either to Philadelphia or down to DC, which a lot of Ranger fans certainly did yesterday. Last night, you could hear them in the crowd. So I think it's more that, like in this day and age with the secondary market, you put your ticket up for sale, you have no control over who buys that ticket. So the idea that the Sixer fan is somehow going to keep the Knick fan out. I mean, I get it. You buy the ticket, go to the game, but a lot of people use it as a chance to make some money, sell my tickets for above face value. I think this is the New York fan right now, specifically these two fan bases, many of us being priced out of going to a playoff game at the Garden and using the opportunity, especially for those of us on the Jersey side, we're driving to Philly or D.C., you're probably not going to take you that much longer than it would to get to New York City to go to a game.
Listen, from where we spent a lot of our lives in Jersey, you're just as close to Philly as you are to the city.
Definitely on Philly,
but there's two sides to that, because in order for a Knicks fan to be able to buy the ticket, it has to be put up for sale on the secondary market.
You can find tickets to almost any game on the secondary market.
Most of them.
But
I do get, from the Philly fan standpoint, Embiid after the game, he's not entirely wrong in what he's saying, but it's just one of those battles. You can't take on the fans.
You're going to lose.
100% of the time. I get maybe the Sixers fan. Look, this team has been to the playoffs a lot. They don't believe in the core. We've seen that with teams even in New York. We've seen the Yankees fan get disillusioned with the team kind of running it back year after year after year. So I think a lot of Sixers fans are at that point. But here's my problem with Philly fans. They, like their team, could not wait to run their mouths and taunt the Knicks fans before this series. So if you want to run your mouth in the lead up to this series, you better show up. Don't put your ticket on StubHub. Don't go put it out there and let a Knicks fan come into your building, because you know the Knicks fan is hungry. Knicks fans have been desperate for something to root for the last 20 years. If you open that door for them, we're going to come running through it. Like, I was tempted to go to that game yesterday. I couldn't make it. I would love to, if there was a game six, hopefully there's not now, but if there was, like, I was looking at the prices on the market. Like, that's their fault for letting us into that building in droves like that. 10, 15, 20, there's always going to be some presence from the road fans.
Of course.
That was so close to being a Knick crowd yesterday. And the Knicks fans, even though they may have not been the majority, they were louder. They were more passionate. You're hearing in both games 3 and 4 MVP chants for Brunson, not for the reigning MVP, Joel Embiid, and his team that's trying to come back in the series. So the Knicks fans made, not just showed up, but they made their presence known. I'm sure the players felt it. They heard it. So that's on the Sixers fans. If you want to, just sell your tickets and you're not thrilled with the team, then shut up in the week before. And, we have the two best players on the court. It's not just Embiid. Maxey's better and all this stuff.
Maxey's a really good player.
He is a terrific player. And in games 1 and 2, they were better than Brunson. But if that's going to be the case, if you want to talk like that, you have to back it up and put your asses in those seats in game 3 and 4. That's their fault.
Just to illustrate the point, and you could say, well, of course, the prices for a potential game 6 are going to be low now because, the fans are thinking, hey, we may not even make it back here. But I checked prior to the game yesterday, and it's the same kind of point. And I know there's various ticket sites, so this is not exact, but just to give you sort of a cross-section and an idea. So the two remaining home games for the Knicks in this series, obviously you got game 5 coming up tomorrow night, get in price $347. Right, and if it somehow went to Game 7, $363. The get-in price for Game 6 in Philly, $117. And that was the same, by the way, for Rangers Capitals. Like, you can't get into the Garden for less than $300 a ticket on the secondary market. You could have gone, maybe sit upstairs, top of the arena, so on and so forth. If you're a Ranger fan, you want to take a trip down to D.C. yesterday to see them finish off a sweep, could have got in the building for less than $100.
And I get it. That's similar. The Capitals are a team at the end of a run.
Yeah.
They've already won. They probably don't expect much from this team. So I get, that feeling of needing to go to a playoff game in these early rounds as the leagues keep expanding the playoffs. Outside of football, it's probably never going to be there, except for these teams that maybe don't get in as often and they're so hungry for it. But you know, that's why I didn't hear Capitals fans, and maybe it's because we don't pay as much attention to the hockey, but the Sixers fans, maybe it's also because I know so
talking,
many of them.
Yeah,
but
no.
And the players,
there was,
too.
There couldn't be any of that from the Capitals fan.
But there was so much trash talking going into the series, and even after games one and game two, which Philly lost out, but they were right there. There's, you know, good enough positives. They can win this series. They were so cocky and obnoxious after games one and two that to have that showing from your own fan base in games three and four, it's embarrassing. But that's who Philly is. That's who those people are. They are frauds. One of those teams, you can take the Phillies, maybe not the Eagles, because it's the only team they really care about. The Flyers, the Phillies, and they're the frauds. That's who they are, the Philly frauds.
Well,
they're just not as passionate. I mean, New York fans in general, but the Knicks and the Rangers fans right now, they want this badly, and they're showing up and they're proving it.
So you've referenced a few times now about the fans talking trash, the fan base. We haven't named any names.
You, Spike! You, Spike!
I'm thinking in the back of your mind somewhere that that name is certainly on the list. Because, I mean, forget off the air, but even on the air leading up to this series, there was some trash talk going on with our now former program director, Spike Eskin. So I know those.
This would be a wonderful week to have him in the building.
Yeah.
I would have loved.
And that's unfortunately not going
to
happen.
Like, imagine if he was walking in this Monday morning and he had to deal with, you know, this and Boomer. I can't even imagine how relentless Boomer would have been on somebody like Spike this morning.
No doubt about it. So I know some of the guys that work here have been giving him the business on Twitter, and back and forth goes both ways. So it's all in good fun, but exciting times for the Knicks fan. And we'll see if they can close out the series coming up tomorrow night, game five at home. So good times right now. Everyone wants to keep making the 94 connection. There's a long way to go. I really am not all about that. But as far as round one goes here, the Rangers taking care of business, the Knicks in good shape, not over till it's over, but can't ask for a better start to the playoffs here for the two MSG teams, and we'll see if the Knicks can finish up, take care of business coming up tomorrow night. All right, we are just off and running. You got CeeLo and Flea. What did we many moons ago now last summer?
CeeLo was the CeeLo recommendation.
I know I ask you that every time because we only get to do this once in a blue moon. So,
and yeah. I actually remembered this time.
CeeLo, right. I think Boomer hated that. So we'll roll with that again this morning. I'm sure he'll come in and give us the business about that in about 45 minutes or so. We'll take you up until then. Boomer and Gio on a Monday morning with much to discuss here on the Fan.